This video is about Jewish private schools.
Jewish people send their kids to private school. Private, segregated, Jews-only schools.
White people, on the other hand, send their children to public school. So we have two different systems for the different peoples. Jewish people send their kids to Jewish school, and they are taught a Jewish-centered curriculum, and the kids are taught to have high self-esteem and high self-confidence and to love being Jewish, and they're told that they're God's chosen people. They're special, and they're special people, and they're special kids, and it builds up their self-esteem and confidence. They all work together as a race, and they don't have diversity in their schools. In Jewish schools, it's all Ashkenazi Jews.
Now, white kids are taught in public school, and they have a totally different curriculum. In the Jewish private schools, the curriculum is created by Jewish people. In the public schools, the curriculum is also created by Jewish people, but it's a different curriculum.
Public school, white children are taught that they're the evil kids of history, and that their race is bad and evil, and their history shamed, and they're said they have white privilege, and their self-esteem and confidence is attacked, and they're told not to work together as a race because that's racist,
and they're told diversity is their greatest strength.
So the Jewish adults teach their own kids that they're special and that God has chosen them and that they're God's chosen people, and they're taught to have high self-esteem. They're taught to work together as a race.
And then the Jewish adults who own these publishing houses that print the textbooks for a public school, they tell the white children that their ancestors are evil and that they have white privilege and that they shouldn't work together as a race, and they're history shamed, and their self-esteem and confidence is attacked.
But how exactly is that white privilege? Seems to me that Jews have the privilege. They have the privilege of being the ones that decide what they teach their children. They have the privilege of having all their children attend private, racially segregated schools. Because Jews are not just a religion, they're a people. They're an ethnicity. Ask them themselves. You have non-religious Jews. How can you still be a Jew if you're non-religious? Because being Jewish is an ethnicity.
To me, what they're doing, they're loving their own kids, and they're abusing our kids.
The way they're dealing with our kids, with this manipulation, this sneaky manipulation, attacking their confidence and self-esteem, this is child abuse. So Jewish adults are abusing white children's minds. This is psychological warfare against children, white children.
And it doesn't surprise me that these Jewish adults are child abusers. I mean, look what they're doing in Palestine. They're literally mass murdering thousands of Palestinian children, little baby boys and girls, man.
This is the supremacism. This God's chosen people, we're so special, better than everybody else. We're, all the rest are dumb goys, and we're special, and God's chosen people. This is the supremacism. It's Jewish supremacism. There is no white supremacism. White people don't teach their kids they're God's chosen people.
Only Jews do that. But Jews like to reverse everything. They like to play like they're victims and say you're the predator. But in actuality, Jews are the predators.
And then when people finally defend themselves from Jewish predation, Jews act like victims. See, Jews do this over and over again, this God's chosen people thing, where they try to put themselves in positions of power and take over the power of different societies like they did in Russia when they murdered the Russian Tsar and his wife and children, blew all their heads off, took over the country, implemented communism, enslaved all the Russians and the Eastern Europeans, and mass murdered them, put them in the fucking gulags. After they tried to do it to Germany, Germany fucking defended themselves.
And then for the next fucking 80 years, they've been saying that the Germans were the bad guys and that they're the innocent victims. And that's sort of what they're doing in Palestine. They're murdering Palestinian children and saying, we have a right to defend ourselves.
Jews in Israel have a right to defend themselves from Palestinian children using fucking machine guns and bombs and blowing up their houses and killing thousands of them. They have a right to do that to kids to defend themselves. I mean, you gotta defend yourself from children with machine guns.
It's laughable. I mean, what is their deception? War by deception? That means lying. So basically, they conduct war through fucking lying. So basically, they lie about being victims. They're perpetrators and they lie about it and they say they're victims. They victimize other groups and then pretend that they're the victims when the other groups try to defend themselves.
So that's what's going on. Jews are
segregated in Jewish schools, and they teach their kids to love themselves, have high self-esteem. And then in the school books for public schools, which white kids go to, they teach the kids that they're evil and to have low self-esteem and not work together. More deception, more fucking lies, more trickery to get what you want. What do you want? You want everything.